You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. And I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What is up is going to be the level of tears. Does that make sense? We end up, we actually have what we kind of could see before, a power issue, struggle. Chapter 91, power, power, power. Mm-hmm. We had power as that crazy, I don't even know what you would call it. It looks like the spirit dog or something, the way that she came back and was going to sell out Denji and Buchita to Makima. Yep. But she ends up having memories, and it actually upsets her a bit because of what she's going to end up doing. But it's good. It's power. And if we thought that at this point sets up that Denji might be able to find power, but I don't know. This is like the final hurrah for now, because, you know, she's going to have to sacrifice herself. And it's really good. I mean, it's another really quick chapter, but boy, it is, it hits the feels. It does. Especially if you like power, which I still don't understand.
How could people
have reze before power in any sort of, you know, anything in my mind. But we end up where, yeah, you're going to have power thinking back at all the good times.
And the bad times.
Yeah. And you do see, like, even stuff of when Denji was in the bath with her and said that, "I don't feel like this is that sexy." Like, that was when they kind of became like brother and sister. But also when they, you know, trained together, they played together, they laughed together, and they
cried together. He rescued her in Meowie, the very first volume there. Yeah.
And remember, that was to just feel her boobies. And then he kind of felt weird about it. But she's thinking back. Even the stuff I like where she's thinking back, and there's even them like on the bus.
Yeah, it might have been their first mission together. They're just like, eh.
Yeah, they didn't even like each other then. Yeah. And they were just kind of there doing what they had to do. And then boom. You end up where Makima just has knives.
Yeah.
Just boom, 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 boom,
take
boom.
That.
Yeah. And then the best is that Power's yelling, "Why am I doing this?"
Why?
Yeah. It's so crazy that it's Power yelling, "Why? Why did I defy Makima? There's no way I can win." And just starts taking off and starts running away with Chainsaw Man. And you have, as she goes, she's got a end up just killing everybody. I mean, you have agents that it's funny where you just have her head go into a panel. These guys try to react. Next thing you know, they're dead. They have all these knives. Guys are jumping off of, and just horrific, these zombies, because the zombie devil ends up there jumping off the skyscraper at her, all these things, but she is running away, and she ends up realizing that, you know, the lives are trivial. She ends up nude running down the street at this point.
Yeah, it's a flashback, like, right? Too, I think, to when she first became power or whatever. That was very early on, too. I kind of remember this.
Yeah, and so she says, "Any death, even my own, is nothing to be sad about, you know, but Denji can't die." And this is the best, is that you end up having Makima's like, Denji can't, like, she wants kind of wants Denji to die, but she wants Chainsaw Man. She wants the real Chainsaw Man. And this isn't, you know, Power saying, "I need Denji to live because if he lives, Chainsaw Man can protect me." She knows that that's not happening.
It's not selfish. And that's her main character trait.
Yep. I mean, in the end here, she's doing the most unselfish thing. And it ends up where it works because of everything that happened. And really, when she says why she's doing it to Denji, it makes sense, because nobody takes her seriously ever. She is so goofy, but nobody is her friend. And I'm sure that even before, I mean, the whole deal of when she was before the devil deal, she didn't have friends or family.
Well, she says, "Denji's my first friend."
Yeah, first friend. And it's so sad. And you end up where it's a weird play where you see this, you know, trash bin, and you hear some kind of creaking and things like that. And then you go in, and there is an almost goes back to the very beginning. That's what, you know, when they were in the trash bin, him and Buchita, and the blood kind of dripped out, and that was the whole, "We're making a pact." She does the same exact thing. And the only thing that I wish you had, I would have loved to have had Pochita's like, oh no, and it's power in the heart with Pochita, and now he has to deal with her at all times. And like, maybe it would have been goofy to be able to have that of the mind type of thing. But I don't know. It kind of is kind of cool the way we had it with Pochita, but says Denji's my first friend. And I like that she doesn't say, like, Denji's the first one that ended up knowing that I was nice. You don't have to do that with her. No, it all just comes down to being the friend. Yeah, she's not a real talkative person. And I also think that she realizes she's got to do this quick or she might change her mind. She's so crazy. But that's where they're in this thing, and that's where Denji kind of wakes up. But you also see that separate from Chainsaw Man kind of deal, the way this plays out in this trash here. And again, treating Denji again like trash. And so not only just power, you're my first friend, it's pretty much, you know, Denji's first, you know, person too, and a family member. And yeah, it's crazy.
It's great. And you see them back to how they are, that we like them, their forms. So it's almost, I don't know if it's of the mind or what, or it's just this combining. Eventually it's not. I mean, we get Denji back.
Yeah, Denji seems like he's in that trash bin, but when power comes, I think it might be, I don't know. It's a weird play to wonder, but it also might be like we're seeing their best forms. Their
sexiest selves. Yeah, we just want to see this.
Because you don't want to see the obvious. Yeah, really. But even then, I think that it wouldn't work if Denji said, no, you are great. This is awesome. Like, yeah, give me your blood, baby. I'm good. No, he's like, no. It's like, there's no reason to do this. Like, I've lived my life. And he says, remember, and it goes all full circle. Because he really did only want to eat something.
Yes.
He wanted to flirt with a girl. He wanted to play video games. And even says, I slept next to you. Like, that's, he's like, what else could I dream of? Like, there's nothing else I really want. And he says, yeah, from my point of view, back when I was stuck in a debt trap. That's a funny thing. I really did get to live my dream life. Like, this is better than I ever wanted to live. Forgetting all the, like, there's some awful stuff that has been happening. But these are just the little things that he wanted. And then Makima was able to take advantage of every one of them to make him do crazy stuff.
Well, that was our plan the whole time.
Maybe it would be the deal, because the whole play of this is like, you have to do this, Makima. But maybe Denji, if he said, like, I don't want to just get killed by Makima again, like, let's just both die. But she starts calling him dummy. I can even expect that she's like hitting him in the chest and stuff. And yeah, with that, and says, don't say that. Do you miss me so much that you can't do anything? Yeah, and says, you got to do this.
Yeah, and he says, I do. I do miss you that much. I'm done. I don't care.
He seems like he just gave up. He's done. He's ready to go. Then when she says, when devils die in this world, I thought she was trying to say, like, you don't want to die because you'll go to hell. But it's not. She says,
he's been there.
Yeah, really. I mean, been there, done that. Right? And so was she. That's where she ended up dying. So says, you know, I won't be me anymore. Like, if this deal, like, I'm not going to be me. So this whole, it's a weird play, like, the idea, but says, if we meet again, we'll be enemies. But if you find the blood devil and make friends with them somehow and turn the blood devil back into power again. It's weird that she says her in the third person like that.
She's Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, really. And says, then I could be your buddy again. Can I? And then she says, this is a contract. I'll give you my blood in exchange. And then says, come find me. And I'm telling you, where he's in that trash there, where it's almost exact to what we had in that first chapter. And she says, come find me. And he does snap out of it. Then yells power. And he's there in that trash can. And right there, I'm like, oh my God, you know, she sacrificed herself for him. It's crazy. And when you see him thinking, and if you would, like, from the beginning, like, you don't even read anything, and you go to this page where he's thinking, and there is power with her crazy shark teeth.
Yeah.
Like, and all that, you'd be like, what the heck is this? But it is him remembering, like, oh, how, you know, how much friends they were, and how much fun they had.
He's also crying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so are we.
Yes.
But yeah, it is sad. I mean, this is power where she did finally, but it wasn't done in the way that felt like it wasn't power.
No, she's not doing it to save herself. She's doing it to save Denji. And she's come close before to having that, but But then she kind of stabs him in the back. But this time it's not. This is her giving all of herself. And I do love this one panel. When they first go in the dumpster, they're looking at each other. But then the next page, the hug and seeing her smile. And it just seems like that's the most sincere smile that we've seen from Power.
And look at her there. It's so great. She's here. Yeah. I'm here to save you. And yeah, because he wakes up and he's like, again, it's the simple Denji look where he like wakes up.
He's kind of like, yeah.
And I think that the play here is like she doesn't quite know if he's all right. You know what I mean? Because when he looks at her, she's looking. And when she's Power, then she gets excited and realizes it is you. Like, okay. And goes, but it's sad.
You get so emotion from Chainsaw Man in dumpsters.
Yeah, it's weird. It's crazy. And you get emotions from characters that most of the time they kind of do horrific things.
Yeah, they're kind of jerks.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. There are jerks.
Yes.
But yeah, also, I'll give Power a lot of credit too. If it's me, Power got killed by Denji opened the door to get, and she doesn't mention it. She knows that it's Makima. And even at the end, it's not fully go kill Mog. Yes, it's going to be dealing with that, but it's also go and find the Blood Devil. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's like, go and find the Blood Devil, make friends with it, and then make it back into me so that we can do this.
Maybe we'll be friends again, because that's all she wants.
Yeah, and says, again, a contract, just like Pochita, all this stuff going on. And yeah, when he wakes up, you have like, holy crap. And then you look, and there's Ishibi, who was just sitting there this whole time, waiting to see, I guess, if something like this happens. And he looks like he's just guarding over the body to see what goes on.
I passed out in the same alley that this dumpster is saying he's got his flask.
Like, that'd be great. He's like, holy crap. Again, though, when this goes on, you could have Denji like flip out and say, like, it's all your guys.
Where were you?
You're jerks. Yeah. And like that, and says, hey, Denji, question is, are you Denji or are you the chainsaw monster? And that's where I think that you had that deal with what Power was doing. She wanted to see him when Power knew it was Denji. And he says, like, if you're Denji, I'll set you free from Makima somehow. This has been set up for so long about he's against these tried and keeps failing. But if you're a monster, then keep on sleeping in the dumpster, jerk. And then Denji like kind of turns his back a little, it looks like, and he's kind of giving him the side eye. And then you get the end where he just gives him the peace sign or the F you.
And that's
it looks
Denji.
Like the peace sign. Yeah. So, and yeah, it's like, all right. Still he's still crying. Still crying. He's still upset. But at this point, he has to be like, I am going to destroy Makima. Like all this stuff, like all this time, how many chapters did we go through where like Denji, you big dummy. Like he always was fooled by the end, the idea that she kept manipulating him. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And we're like, don't do it, Denji, you idiot. It seems like this is it now. And it seems like he's separate. But again, are you the chainsaw monster or Denji? He still has the ripcord. I mean, it's not like this is just Denji. Like, hey, we're doing this. This is just not. This means more in my mind that Denji's back in control of Chainsaw Man, not that he isn't Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, it's not the monster from hell anymore. It's Pochita's back in his chest, and we'll go from here. That's what we want.
Sus from this is that when Makima is doing this and when the Chainsaw Man, Denji, the body of Denji, was just there as like it wasn't being used. It was full out Chainsaw Man, but now it's kind of all reverted back into him, and he's ready to rock. And I hope, because we only have a couple more chapters before they went on that hiatus that ends this first big, you know,
the Makima arc,
the Makima deal. I need her to just be, I mean, destroyed beyond destroying. Like it needs to be just completely obliterated. And then you'll have, you know, all of the characters there. Is, you know, all of the ones you like Kabini and all them just like looking down or from wherever.
Hey, Kabini's still alive.
I know, Kabini.
Don't kill my girl.
I'm saying that maybe she died when she was doing her crazy thing. But you can have all the characters like looking down like they're ghost Jedi at everyone. Yeah. I'd be the best Kabini.
Hayden Christensen there.
Yeah, he's there. Ibano, like you have all of them there just looking down. Yeah, so Aki. There were a lot of characters we loved that died.
Yes.
So he's probably just so pissed. But what would you give this?
That's a 10.
Yeah, it's a 10.
Denji comes back. We've missed him. Power stepping up, so big beyond what her character would usually do. Just seeing her in her usual form again and how nice they were together, the memories that they brought back. I mean, yeah, I might have had a little tear in my eye reading that.
Yeah,
part.
I was actually, I kind of got choked up in a bunch of it. If you had power, same scene, and then at the end, it's like, come on, we're going to do this. And her whole thing is like, because then I'll be looked at as the Pulitzer Prize. Like, yes. that would make sense.
King of the world.
Yeah, that would make sense. But she doesn't do that. That's what makes it even better, that she actually, like, it almost is the idea of, like, nobody else is around, so she could actually be her real self and how much, like, she didn't want to admit stuff.
Like, I'm bringing you back. Like, I'm not going to sacrifice myself.
Remember how much she wanted to kill him at points? It's so crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy. And even you got the idea that eventually, like, they might have, like, when we first met her, like, oh, she's going to end up going crazy and try to kill him, and they're going to have to fight. But then they just became friends through this 90-some chapters.
Yeah.
That you realize then they became family. Once Denji realized that he wasn't all sexed up, and she didn't get mad about it and seemed to, like, yeah, and then when they were hanging together was the best. Like, that's the best part of this whole series so far.
Yeah, the three of them in the apartment
together. I felt
together.
Bad for Aki. Like, they don't, like, you were my first friend. And, like, what about, was he your second? Because he was more of, like, their big brother. And it was so fun. And
yeah, he was the stick in the mud, but they still liked him.
Oh, yeah.
They needed him.
They liked to annoy him, but they liked him. And he was annoyed, but loved them. And it was so good. He has to be looking down as the Jedi ghost.
Yes.
And, okay, if we end up having Kabini, obviously not, her car is looking down. That car got destroyed. The car is there. At the end, they're, like, smiling, and then you get... and they all look and smile at the car. They all laugh.
Maybe Aki's in it.
Yeah, yeah. Aki's there with this little brother having a snowball fight, right? Snowball fight. They have the car just down. They keep laughing. It's like Chewbacca when they're getting the medals, and he's
no
yelling,
medal for the car,
where's
though.
Mine, jerk? That's what he's saying. They're like, you don't get one. That's what Princess Leia was
You're not
saying.
A real person.
You're a walking carpet. Get out of here, you Wookie.
I think the car would get one before Kabini, though.
Oh, you nerf herder. Get out of here. Yeah, the car would. The car would have it. And it would look like Speed Buggy. It would start sputtering. Power. Nobody knows what we're talking about. But that is it. It's 10 out of 10. It was really good. But if you want to help us out for Speed Buggy Talk and also get early access to things and get up to 15 episodes of our Manga Monday exclusive to our Patreon, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. A link is in the show notes. Check that out over there. But yeah, we'll be back. See what happens. See what Denji does. We'll be back next week with that.
That's what Power should say.
I hope that he just goes to town. It'll be so good. It'll be so great. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm telling you, I think that through all of this, Kishibe had, like, his luck has to run out at some point. That drunk, he almost plays it up
luck.
Like a,
he's got the scars all over his face, and I don't know, he's not that lucky.
Maybe,
is
I'm
he?
Telling you, it's like one of those where they say when you're drunk and you get in an accident, like, you survive.
You're the one that survives.
Yeah, that's him. He's just a drunk. But with all that, we'll get going. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining me, Stork, and we'll talk to you all later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.